From IPM News, I'm Kimberly Schofield. You're listening to Morning Edition. Good morning. It is Thursday, May 7th at 8:55, and we have Ellen Dearden on the line to talk about the opening market. Good morning, Ellen.
Good morning to you, Kimberly. And grain futures again are lower. The market is really on edge over what will happen here in the Middle East. We have seen a big drop in crude oil prices, and that certainly has weighed on the biofuels market, the corn as well as the bean oil. We did see prices push under the 20 and 50-day moving averages in corn, soybeans, and wheat on the overnight trade, and we did pick up a little bit of new selling at those points. It's been a tough couple of days here in the grain futures. The planting pace in the western corn belt has picked up with dryness. Notice, too, that the drought monitor, which was out this morning, really shows a big portion of Illinois, Iowa, and Indiana that are free of drought for the first time in a long time. It's pretty nice to see in this central corn belt. However, we need to see planting pick up in areas that have been too cold and or too wet. We've got export bookings today. We're pretty decent on the corn, mostly to Asian countries. Notice that Mexico was not the top buyer. It was Taiwan this week. On the soybean side of things, export bookings, again, were light both on the old and new crop. Fund selling has been the big market factor this week in the beans. Wheat export bookings at the end of the marketing year, usually pretty slow, 2.9 million bushel on old crop, 6.9 million on new. But the story on wheat is whether or not there was damage to already tenuous crops in the western part of Kansas and the Oklahoma Panhandle from extremely cold temperatures this week. Right now, we see the July corn futures at 462.5. That's 6 cents lower. December at 484.5 is down 5.5 cents. On the bean side, July beans, 1190, down 4.75. November, 1170.5, down a nickel. The bean oil's bucking the trend. It's a little higher in the July, up $2.70 at $320. July bean oil down again. Yesterday was the first day down close in the bean oil in 10 sessions, 74.27 in the July. That's down 75 cents. On the wheat side of things in Chicago, July 614, down 3.25. July KC wheat, 674.5, down 12.5 cents. How long ago was it we were talking about 750 July Kansas City wheat? On the livestock side of things, the cattle have had a hard push lower a couple times this week. Right now, we haven't seen much cash trade develop, and the market's a little tired on the upside. August live cattle, $246.67, down $2.20. August feeder cattle at $369.57 is down $3.50. In June, live hogs, $99.22, down $47. When those June hogs went under $100 this week, was a red flag for a lot of folks that have been waiting for this hog market to catch. The metals markets, again, are higher. June crude, $92.09. That's $2.99 lower. The dollar index at 97.74 is down 14 points. This is Ellen Dearden reporting from AgriView in Morton, Illinois.